Blog Talk Radio.
سر جای خودمون که راحت هستیم میشینیم.
Today is Saturday 19th of December, a few days before the Christmas holidays, and I'm talking to you from upstate New York, and I thank you for joining me for this group meditation and prayer. And I mentioned to you that we have changed the theme of the program to include abundance, because it's so important that the light workers will start functioning in a bigger way when their abundance is here. So without talking else about this, I'd like to start with the opening prayer so that we get into the mood of the program. And then I will explain what we do in the first 30 minutes, etc. Thank you. So just stay with me and listen to this beautiful prayer that my beloved friend Mona put together for this program. Thank you.
Would like to start our program with this opening prayer on behalf of all of you who have joined me today. Mighty I Am Presence, I acknowledge and accept your perfection in my life. I thank you for your gift of life and the opportunity to serve. I thank you for all the blessings I receive. I will work for good and not be led astray by error. I will acknowledge your imminent magnificence and bow worshipingly at your divine feet. Enter my world today and manifest your perfection in all that I say and do, how I think and how I treat others. Place your beautiful tube of light around me so that nothing can touch me that is not the pure light of God. Blaze the flames of protection, purification, and transmutation through my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional vehicles, freeing me from the illusion of the lower self. Allow me every opportunity to show divine love and to worship the mighty I Am Presence in every moment. These words are my eternal gems, guiding me to God, the bright and dazzling light from which my eyes never wander. Beautiful God, loving God, Eternal God, God everywhere, God in everyone. Amen. So be it. Thank you.
Hello again, and thank you for joining me today. I would like to ask you to imagine that you're entering a temple. This is my temple, and it's yours too. There's no chit-chat in here. And there's no excitement in here. This is where we go to the stillness of our hearts and we connect together. And we change the realities of our world. Something beautiful happened to me today, which I would like to share with you. As I was waking up, a sentence came to my mind, which is this. I said to myself, I am because you are. And then I thought, where is this coming from? This is so huge. Okay, Eleonora is saying you can't hear. Okay, I bring the microphone closer to me. I hope you can hear me better now. I woke up this morning with a sentence in. Okay, Eleonora, my dear friend, says it is better. Okay, I'm glad for that. The equipment are limited. What I have here and Block Talk Radio is also limited as well. People, a lot of the times, record things in their studios and then they load it up, they upload it and broadcast it that way. And they get as close to perfection quality, fair quality as possible. But this is more or less a live program, except for some music that is being played. And the opening prayer, perhaps. So you'll have to excuse the shortcomings. What I was saying was that this morning I woke up with a sentence in my head that was repeating, which said, I am because you are. And I thought, this must mean divine love. As I kept thinking about it all through the morning, I thought, I think I am remembering, that is to say, I am remembering with you, with all that there is. And I think this is the reality of the fourth dimension that we're all in. We are remembering that we are all one. Therefore, that sentence is going to be my slogan for the rest of my life, that I am because you are. And this is my explanation of divine love. So here we go with our program today. I will, after I finish talking to you in a minute or two, I will play the prayer of Lord's Prayer, sorry, and then I will explain to you how we meditate, and then when the 30 minutes is finished, first 30 minutes is finished, I will start the meditation with all of you. So I was saying that just imagine you have entered a temple, and we're all getting together here as one, to manifest the reality of the world that is coming, basically. Whether it's abundance, health, peace, whatever. This is my goal, and this is why I'm here on the planet. So, thank you for joining me today, and I would like to tell you that some of my friends are going to participate at the end of the meditation who know more about manifesting abundance than I do. So please stay with me just after the meditation is finished. The meditation is only 20 minutes long, so that we can hear from these two beautiful ladies what they have to share with us. So peace and abundance is what we are creating. I called it, called the title, Pray for Peace and Pray for Abundance. But we are manifesting peace and manifesting abundance. There is a difference. We are not third dimensional beings anymore. So remember that. You create your own reality. We're not here, hands in the sky, saying, oh, please God, please Father, this is what we want, this is what we want, etc. For others, we're here to say we are each of us an ocean in a drop. We're not a drop in the ocean. So we can create our reality. So let's put our hands together from our hearts and create it for us, for everybody else on the planet. Thank you. So just stay with me then. We will listen to the Lord's Prayer for a few minutes, and I'll come back to you and explain the sort of meditation that we're doing. Thank you.
Oh, and Michelle.
cottage swarms in the beloved soul. I would like to tell you a sentence that Wayne Dyer said. It says, abundance is not something we acquire, it is something which you need to. And this great teacher could have extended this into many other things. Basically, manifestation of anything is something that we tune into that thing to bring it into our world. By the way, as I'm talking to you, I'm looking through the window in this beautiful scenery, and we are having the first snow in the Hudson Valley in New York for this year. So I start with we're showing you how we meditate. It's entirely obviously up to you how you would meditate with me, but I would like you to meditate this way if you can, for the sake of synchronicity. What we do is the first part is making grounding ourselves basically and becoming centered in our body. So we sit comfortably wherever we want, either cross-legged on the floor, or if it's on a chair, make sure that your feet are touching the floor. Hands are on the knees, palms of your hands facing up as they absorb energy too. The middle finger touches the thumb of both hands. And as you know, we have 7 chakras in our bodies, and 3 of them we work with basically is basically to bring in our attention to the center of our body. The one sacral chakra in the center of our stomach, solar plexus chakra in the just under the chest bone, and pineal gland chakra, which is in the center of our head. Obviously, they are in one line. And what we do, we imagine that you have diamonds in these 3 chakras. You light them up just like you would light up the light above your head. And the sacral chakra, which is where your intention starts, you run a silver cord up through all the remaining chakras and out through the crown chakra. Extend the silver cord all the way up to heaven, to our creator God, to the infinity, and then starting from the same sacral chakra, extend that down to the crystal heart of Mother Terra, our divine mother, divine soul of Mother Terra. This way, our grounding is done, and our body forms a conduit of the beautiful energy of our Creator God that will flow through the conduit and is there, and it discharges to the heart of Mother Terra. And if Mother Terra wants to send back her love to the company of heaven, she can, and we are forming that channel. And then throughout the meditation, you just keep breathing through the nose, and you pull all this divine breath into all the cells of your body, starting with cells of your brain, and push it all the way down and fill your lower abdomen, and then as you hold in there for 1 or 2 seconds, and roll this energy down to all the cells of your body. This is a cleansing breath. This is the divine breath, and this is basically how we bring in this God into our body. If you remember Matt Kahn a few weeks ago, he was talking about breath, breathing. He said, you know the sentence that says, in the beginning was the Word. But he was saying that before the Word can be uttered, there has to be breath. So breath is very important. Breath is everything. Breathing is everything. This is why this meditation is based on deep breathing. Don't be shy. Breathe as deep as possible into your lower abdomen. And exhale through your mouth slowly. And as your lips form an O and you're exhaling, make it long, make it last. What I suggest is say the word silently in your head, the word who, which means God in the Sufi language, the one who has been, the one who is, and the one who will always be. And this will even take us deeper into our meditation. So that's how simple it is, grounding and deep breathing. And then I will obviously guide you during the first few minutes. We go through all this, and we then join hands to our hearts, and we send our love to those who need it on the planet. Then I will leave it with you for the next 10-12 minutes after that to carry on with your inner journey, and that will be the 20 minutes that we will be meditating together. So remember, even if I make sure that abundance and ease is what we're after when we are manifesting. We'll also give you a couple of short good news that came out. The heads of United Nations unanimously voted to help bring peace in Syria. It's a very good news, and for the first time, Putin and Obama are working together. Obama called the Turkish Prime Minister and asked the Prime Minister to bring all their troops out of Iraq. These are all good news, and then we're helping all these things to manifest in our planet. We don't have any other planet. This is it. This is our life. And this is our chance. This is why we came to our planet, to help bring peace, unity, love together. Remember the sentence I told you that came to my mind as I was getting out of bed this morning. I am because you are. We're all cells of the same body. If you have a problem, I have that problem. So the whole planet needs to be cleansed. The whole planet needs to rise to the fifth dimension of frequency. So here we go, guys. So help us all together to create our reality. Just give me a few seconds. I take a sip of my water. Then make yourself comfortable on your chairs. If you have any candles, light them up. Any incense, please start burning them now, as in about 10-15 seconds we start our meditation. Thank you. Just a few minutes, just a few seconds. Okay, dear ones, as we are sitting comfortably in our positions, make sure your feet or your body touches the floor. With hands on your knees, your back straight, your finger, middle finger touching the thumb, both hands, palms of your hands facing God. We start our deep breathing exercise. Deep breathe through your nose. And bring this divine breath into your lower abdomen. The lower abdomen up. This divine breath. We exhale through the mouth and silently in our brain. We say the word. God. In the Sufi tradition, as our backs are straight, consider your sacral chakra in the middle of your stomach and your solar plexus chakra. Pineal gland chakra. Even if you don't see it, imagine you have some beautiful diamonds there. Light them up as you light up the light above your head in the room. We run a simple call from the sacral chakra where our intention is, through all the way up through the chakras. Out through the crown chakra, we extend it up to infinity, to Mother, Father, God, to the glory of heaven. And from sacral chakra where we started, we extend down to the crystalline heart of the temple. We continue with our deep. Take an exhale, last as long as possible. This is our gratitude. We silently say the word and you as we are saying. Divine breathing exercise. Our Creator God flowing through our body into the crystalline heart of Mother Earth. We thank Mighty God for helping us to co-create. I would like to offer my thanks to all our ascended masters, all the galactic brothers and sisters who have years from the other side of the veil, helping us raise into the dimension of reality. It is warming for us. I thank all the company of heaven. All the angelic and archangelic ones, sisters, including our angels, the guardian angels, and all the masters who are on the planet now, who have been helping us, guiding us to our beautiful future. I thank you all for being here with me. We are peace. We are here to create peace. That we are love. That we are one. But I am because you are. We are all one. We are all cells of the same body. No more killing sprees. No more. We help wake everybody on the planet. Join us. We are the fragments of the light. We move forward. We guide others in the light. And the abundance that's coming into our life is going to help us to create that reality for us and for everybody else. We would be helping many families pay their debts, to be happy again. We cut in their chains of abundance and enslavement of what the darks have imposed on us for eons. We send our blessings to all the leaders of the world. So that we come out of the illusion of realities and join the rest of us into the light. And most of all, we send our blessings into the Middle East, to Syria, to Iran, to Saudi Arabia, to Yemen, all those countries and their leaders. Their hearts. We shine this light that is flowing through our hearts into their hearts. We ask them to wake up our brothers and sisters. The time for killing one another is over. Once the love of the body can all one, we all love. We just forgot. We're remembering our kingdom. We're joining back together as one love, as one self, as one body. Your happiness is mine, and your problem. Send your intentions out to all those who suffer. This is the end of darkness. The first group are entering the light. You're so happy and grateful. leave it with your brothers and sisters to carry on with your evening journeys for another 10-12 minutes to the end of this meditation. Don't forget, gratitude is the best prayer. And don't forget that we are one. I am because you are. This is the message today and every day. Thank you. Dear ones, if you'd like to carry on with your meditation, I suggest that you turn down the sound of your device, as I'm going to see if anybody's online would like to join me and share a few wise words with us. As I always say, this is not a place for discussion. We're more than welcome to share anything that would help us and our way to enlightenment. Anything that helps us to change the reality of our world in a quicker manner. So I thank you again for joining me and stay with me for a bit longer. Eleonora?
Yes, it is.
Hi. How are you? Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us today.
That was a very beautiful meditation. Yes.
Sorry, say that again. Let me just turn this music down a bit. So that.
Okay.
Sorry, say that again, please. Could you start again? Please.
Oh, I said that was a very beautiful meditation.
Oh, I'm glad. Thank you. Thank you. We all put it together with the help of one another. So, do you have anything you can share with everybody now that your good self is online, please?
Sure. A meditation for peace and abundance. I think this is very strong in every one of our hearts, because for as long as we could remember, we have always wanted peace, and we've always wanted to see everyone living, you know, happy and abundant and in prosperity. And a part of us has realized that something has been off. You know?
Right.
So, I was reading a book by Patricia Cotto-Robles called Who Am I? Why Am I Here?
Yes.
And in there it talks about poverty consciousness. And
Right. That
is basically the belief or a teaching that there's something wrong with money.
Right.
That we don't have enough of it. Or that if you do have it, eventually it will cause you to become corrupt. And when what we're learning is that it's our thoughts that create. It's thoughts with feeling, words with action that create and manifest what we see around us and what comes into our lives.
Yes.
So if our thoughts are always thinking that there is a lack, or that we are in poverty, or that we don't have enough, then we literally create that to constantly happen over and over. So
yes.
The first step we need to do is to change our thinking, reprogram our thinking.
Yes.
That's why we look to be more positive. We feel how beautiful it is to be positive. We feel how wonderful it is, you know, to have good things happening. That's why we're looking for peace. That's why we're looking for abundance for all.
Yes.
And I think it would help that if we have to understand, and one thing that Patricia brings out in the book, and this is something that when we think about it, it makes sense. that abundance is our divine birthright.
Right.
It is part of our very nature, you know? And when we look at nature around us, nature shows us that God provides for everything, for the animals, the trees, everything receives. There is no lack. So now it's just for us to remember that this is indeed our birthright, and that all people, regardless of gender, race, nationality, your location, we all deserve and should live in abundance.
Yes.
So now we just need to reprogram our thinking, because we've been taught to think off the opposite of from the time we were young.
Yeah.
So for if we think of it like this, for every positive thought we put out there, for every positive feeling, if we see ourselves saying that we deserve abundance and that this is part of who we are, for every one thought that we do, we are covering a 750,000 negative ones. So that's why this meditation is so very important. That as we think of ourselves and think of our brethren and think of every single person on this planet living in peace, living in abundance, we are literally turning the tide and bringing prosperity, bringing heaven to earth.
Yes.
That's what is meant by bringing heaven to earth. And we're the ones that create it. So creation, how we create, is through our thoughts, through our feelings, through our words and our actions.
Yes.
I'll just read a little bit, if I have a little bit of time, a little bit more time.
Sure. No, carry on. Continue, please. It's all uplifting, and it's a good reminder for all of us that we are manifesting our own realities.
Okay. I'll read a little bit from her book. It's in chapter 11 that talks about clearing your relationship with money. And it says, first and foremost, we must accept that poverty is not a virtue. Poverty is demeaning and humiliating. It is painful and causes all manner of suffering. It causes family problems, health problems, mental problems, and emotional problems. More spiritual or better people if we are poor. We can do much more good and help many more people if we have money than if we do not have money. Poverty prevents us from being free to fulfill our divine plan. It is a sign that we are not fulfilling our covenant with our Mother, Father God. We have accepted our gift of life, but over our many lifetimes, we have not balanced that gift by adding to the light of the world as we promised. We know this is true because we would be financially free if the light we have added to the world balanced the life force we have received from our Father, Mother, God.
Beautiful.
This is a profound truth. It is the fulfillment of the law of the circle, which we are all subject to on this planet. And we need to rectify this imbalance. If we are going to obtain our financial freedom, we have no other option. So the law of the circle is what the energy that you put out, your thoughts, your feelings, your words, your actions, those that you put out, it comes back to you.
Yes.
So now we understand, you know, the law of the circle is the same as what we call karma. Although we have always looked at karma as being something negative, actually karma is very positive.
Yeah.
Just that now you have to change, we have to change the way we see it and understand it. What we put out is what comes back to us.
Yes.
So the more positive feelings we put out, more positive thoughts about peace, our thoughts about love, you know, when we see things happening that is wrong or in injustice, we send peace and love to that. We are creating more peace and love so that it builds the momentum and it's going forth and it comes back to us that way.
Very good. Very good.
It was never the divine plan that we struggle from morning until night the mundane job just to put food on the table and a roof over our heads. That is the gross distortion of the original divine plan for this planet. And it is a cumbersome distraction from our purpose and reason for being in this school of learning. Poverty is a human miscreation, and it was never intended to be part of our divine plan. The distorted patterns of lack and limitation are an illusion that we created and that we are sustaining through our thoughts, words, feelings, actions, and beliefs. The new archetypes of God's abundance and eternal peace are based on the divine truth that God is our supply, not outer world circumstances. Our natural heritage is God's continual supply of all good things. When we remember this truth, we open our hearts once again to the infinite flow of God's abundance. So
yes.
That's what I wanted to read from
Amen.
That about abundance.
Amen. Amen. So be it. Beautiful. Thank you, sister. Thank you.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you. I would just like to add, Eleonora, that just as you were saying, imagine that we've got this board now, we just made it using the universe, and we just put it out there in the universe. Make sure that we, three times a day at least, we give it peace and abundance. We just push it forward until abundance is our reality. Because that will be the start of all the other events that they've been talking about for years to happen for us. Abundance will happen for the light workers first. So I'm asking whoever is listening, even if they're listening to the archives, just add to the energy of this recording. Three times a day, imagine that abundance in your life. Imagine that you can have what you want. You can help your neighbor, your children, whoever, with that money, that abundance that's coming into your life. And that will give you the push, and it will take momentum, and it will soon become our reality. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you. Great. Carry on. If you've got anything else.
I just wanted to add to that, you know,
please.
We have to remember, we have to reprogram ourselves. We've been programmed to think differently. So in reprogramming ourselves, as many times, like you said, three times a day, if you can do more, do more. In your thoughts, say, I am abundant. I live in abundance. My world is abundant. Everything around me is abundant.
Yes.
Keep saying it over and over.
Yes.
Become it. See it. Visualization is so important. You know, as you go grocery shopping and you pick up whatever you need to cook your dinner. See the world doing the same thing and everyone getting what they need and what they want and saying, this is abundance. This is what it feels like. This is what it is. You know, as you walk on the, as you walk and you admire nature and you see animals and you see the plants and how they are being cared for and taken care of, see that for yourselves and for the world, that every place is abundant, that there is enough, that there is more than enough, and we share and we contribute to each other. So that's very important.
Correct. Thank you very much, sister. Thank you so much for the uplifting information that you shared. We all knew about this, but obviously we all need a reminder. And from now on, till the moment abundance is taken care of in our lives, we will continue with this energy to bring that into our reality. I would like to ask you to stay online. I think I've got my beloved friend Mona on the other line, so I'll just see what she has got to share. I'm very grateful, and I hope next week you come back in again with some more stuff that you can share with us, even if it's a sentence or whatever. It takes 10 minutes, it doesn't matter, it's your program, and I'll be grateful. Anybody else who is online who would like to join and share whatever information they have that will help us all, I would be grateful. So I just say goodbye to you for the time being, and we'll listen to Mona. Is that okay?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, dear.
Hello, Mona. Brother Hussein. Hello, how are you?
Hello, my dear. Yes, I'm fine, thank you.
I was inspired by the words from Eleonora. So
of
beautiful
course.
And so beautifully said, as she's always able to really capture the essence of feelings, and she did such a great job. So I wanted to add something fun that we can all do for our health abundance.
Sure.
And what I wanted to share is that as the veil is lifting in these times, in these new times, we are able to talk to ourselves, our CELLs, our body cells, and tell them to become healthy. And actually, we can do that, and our bodies are waiting for instructions for us to tell them what to do, and they will do it. What we need to understand, though, that when we ask the body to become healthy, it doesn't mean that it's going to happen overnight, tomorrow, or the day after. It is going to happen in the normal cycle of when that aspect of the body becomes healthy. For example, it takes maybe 3 years for us to shed our skin and get a full body of new skin. So if we're asking for our skin to become healthier, it might take 3 years. So we need to keep asking for the body to do what it is supposed to do in order to make us healthier than we are. And it is very important to remember those cycles so that we do not get discouraged, so that we continue having the faith that the body loves us and wants to become healthy. In this way, we become abundantly healthy as well as financially healthy and in every other way.
Yes.
So I send my love and light to you, and thank you for this great effort to have this meditation program.
Thank you. How was your meditation today?
It was lovely. It was so lovely.
Okay.
I went deep into it, and I didn't want it to finish.
Okay.
You have
That's
such
great.
An amazing voice that really carries the energy and the love, and I thank you for that.
Thank you. It's the co-creation of all of us together. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank
and
you.
Sharing what
Thank
you.
You.
Shared. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See if, let's just see if anybody else like to. I'll just stay on the side here with my microphone muted. Just for a few minutes, just to see if anybody else would like to share anything. And then if not, I will end it. Uh, and then look forward to next Saturday that we can do this again. Just remember what these beautiful ladies shared with us today, that whatever it is we are trying to bring into our reality, live with it, get emotional with it, you know, love it. Just imagine yourself younger, imagine yourself with a healthier body, younger body. Imagine yourself that you have that abundance in your life. And we, most of all, remember that we imagine a beautiful, peaceful world that we are creating for all of us, for our future children. And we would like to make sure that even in 10,000 years from now, when this cycle is finished, this darkness will never come back to the planets again. Never ever. This is light on the planet forever to come. For as long as Gaia is here, Gaia is in the universe. So thank you and stay with me. And remember what I said earlier on, I am because you are. Thank you. Okay, I just want to add that we have put our intentions into the recording as well. And I'm going to seal it at the end so that the energies are embedded within it. So if there are any future listeners, which there will be, they can benefit just as much from this heartfelt meditation that we all did together. So you can add to it, you can give it momentum for peace and abundance to come into our lives, but you cannot take away from it because I'm going to be sealing this for future listeners. So I thank you all who made an effort to join us today. I thank both my beloved sisters who contributed to this program, reminded us that we can create our own reality by starting to live within it now. So live within the abundance now and send your intention out there that we started today, and let's hope that this new year will be the year of change, and it will be. And the year that abundance will come to the light workers, from there to others. And we will make our future with our intention, with our hard work. We were not sent in here to work 10 hours a day, as my dear sister Elinora said, to put food on the table and have a roof above our head. We're going to be living as a fifth dimensional beings with joy, abundance, happiness, and peace. And as one, I am because you are. Thank you so much joining me, and let's hope we meet again for another beautiful group meditation next Saturday, same time. Bye for now. See you next week.